7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Tobe removes his sunglasses. Okay. All right. What do we have? The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh baby, yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm that guy, you know. My name is Tobe. And if you don't know me for some reason, well, hello. Hi. I'm Tobe. My major claim to fame in this world is the fact, the indisputable fact, that I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm walking around outside today here at Tranquility Park on the gyro ball side. Ooh, and we found something good already. I'm just kind of walking through here. And we're on the gyro ball side, secret mushroom ground type area. And as I walk down under this, oh, there's a bunch back here too. What is that sound? Okay, just birds over there. As I walk into, there's this dip right here. And there's this little wooden footbridge. And there's this big log that got cut in half to make the path. And on this side of the big log, we got what looks like tremestes popping out, which is weird. I didn't think it rained, but on this log, on this half of the log, oh my God, we got a cluster of puffs. We got the puffball cluster to end all puffball clusters. I didn't even think it was going to be a mushroom day today. I can't even photograph all of the mushrooms. There's so damn many of them. And this blade of grass is ruining my shot. Get out of there, grass. Get out of there, stick. I'm gonna remove this stick. Okay, let's try this again. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Gonna take a picture of all the puffballs. I mean, we've got double, triple clusters of puffballs. And then up here on this piece of log, we got some little itty bitty ones. Yeah, we got puffs all over this log. Wow. Now I'm super excited. I'm really, really shocked to see this tremestes growing under here. That's fresh. That is freshy, freshy, fresh. I've never seen anything growing on these logs before. That's why I'm so surprised. Well, there we have it. We've had a successful show and we're only 3.5 minutes in. I guess I can continue walking along. It's a lovely day. There's a slight breeze. It's about 13, 14 degrees. I have my light jacket on, but I'm still wearing my short pants. Because I'll wear my short pants well into November. Possibly even December. And some of my friends, well, at least one of my friends and his wife, think I'm insane. Because I wear short pants. Alright, so now I'm sneaking up on the scary tree. And the tree that's adjacent to the scary tree. And I'm looking for marmots. I don't see any. I don't see any. Okay, so we're gonna kinda ascend this low rise here so we can look down into the creek. And maybe we can find some other little dudes. Wow, the little creek here is very, very dry. There's little puddles of water, there's no flow. But I can see little trails. of where small mammals have been running through the grass, creating little paths. And what small mammals might these be? Well, marmots, raccoons, squirrels, foxes, but not deer. Deer don't do that. Oh, I got sun on me, and it's not terrible. And man, I'm just glad to be outside. I haven't been outside in a couple days, and I really should be going out constantly because winter is not too far around the corner. And winter just means sitting around in my house all day, all night, every damn day, going crazy. Don't want to be stuck in the house. That's too bad. That's your life now. All right. Looking up into trees. Looking around. Everything is still pretty green. Still fairly green out here. And when I was driving over here, what did I suddenly had a craving for something weird. Suddenly I was like, oh, wow, I'm really hungry for blank. And it's not that I was really hungry. It's just that suddenly that sounded really good, but now I don't remember what it was, because as soon as I had that thought, I was reminded of the strange craving that I had last night. I had a very strange craving. Strange enough that I had to look at the clock. It was 1:58. 1:58 a.m. And I was like really hungry for like an onion bagel with carrot cream cheese. Suddenly, that's what I wanted to eat. And I wasn't particularly hungry then either, right? I'm just getting ready to go to bed. I was just drinking tea and chilling out. And then suddenly, I had the craving for an onion bagel with carrot cream cheese. I don't even know if carrot cream cheese is a thing. Is that a thing? It's just that was the flavor profile that I felt like I needed. You're thinking, now, Tobe, that's a very specific flavor profile. Onion bagel, carrot cream cheese. What is carrot cream cheese? Is it just like diced up carrots and cream cheese? Well, that sounds kind of good now that I mention it. Do I have to go to the store now? Do I have to stop at the store on the way back and get some cream cheese and some carrots and some onion bagels? Gosh, now I kind of want onion bagel with carrots and cream cheese. Okay. Enough of this nonsense. We're kind of at this weird little low part of the creek. Let's look in here, see if we can see any fungus on these sticks or anything. No, there's nothing over here. This is weird. Yeah, so for about 4 or 5 more minutes after that, from approximately 1:58 to 2:04 a.m., I was thinking, that's odd. Why is that what I want to eat? That is a very, very specific flavor profile. But like I always say, I'm an extraordinarily simple man. Oh, excuse me, person. I'm an extraordinarily simple person with outrageously complex tastes. It's true. I don't want much in the world. I just want tea. And occasionally an onion bagel with carrot cream cheese. Whatever that is exactly. I'm not really sure. Anyway. Also, I did a little bit more synth business last night. Shortly before the bagel and cream cheese incident, I was working on that thing that we've been working on. And I took out that plucky bell stringy... Oh, hi, Mr. Bun. There's a bun right there. Hi, Bunny Bun. He's sitting in the sun. He's a bun in the sun. I took that stuff out because I started to hate it. And then I tried to fix it, and I kind of fixed it, but still had the same problem. So then I dumped it all and put in something completely different, which is a little bit better. It's less busy. The whole thing is less noisy and busy now, which is good. But now I'm coming up to the S bend. And I'm hearing little kicky sounds in the grass and in the leaves. Are there turkeys running around, or is it just little birds? Is it just squirrels chattering above my head? Like, see, what was that? Fusha, fusha, that sounds like a marmot moving. All right, I'm starting the curvature of the S bend. My eyes are glued to the ground and glued to the logs. Because boy, oh boy, this was originally the reason I came out here. This area was just super outrageous mushroom fun time. And there's a dozen species of really wild mushrooms just hanging out around here. But nothing today. It's dry up here. Kind of dry. And over here, there used to be brown cups, but there's nothing. Have we seen any cup mushrooms at all this year? I don't think we have. It's been kind of a dry year. I don't remember seeing any brown cups, any scarlet cups. Haven't seen eyelash cups in years. And then this area right through here, this was always puffball crazy town. Okay, what's that damn sound? What is that damn noise? There is somebody. There is some kind of dude in the horizontal forest. Oh, behind me, it was a bun, another bun. Okay, he bolted. But I could have sworn I heard something deeper into the horizontal forest area. What's around here? Who's hanging out around in here today? I don't see anybody. Okay, I'm going to keep moving. All right, so now we are approaching the pit of despair. And let's look down here. As usual, you know, there's lots of mot holes in the side of the creek banks, but nobody's sticking their heads out. The sun is in the wrong place. See, if there's any motties just hanging out in front of their holes, they're on this bank. Maybe we'll see them when we walk around. I think I'm going to walk around the head of the creek and down the other side here, just see what's going on here today. Oh. So now I'm thinking about going to the store. It's not that I need bagels and cream cheese, although, you know, would that kill me? It's not the best idea, but, and I don't have any of my lactose drugs. Ran out of that stuff, so. All right, what do I want to do? I'm not going to go up to the lip of the cliff here. I'm going to go around, because I don't want to spook anybody. Let's check these logs up here. I'm thinking about going to the store because I want some cookie dough. Tobe, what? Yeah, I want to bake some cookies. Although, I might just get cookie ingredients and just make cookies from scratch, which is just as easy and really is not any more or less effort for me. But the problem is, then I have leftover ingredients, leftover cookie ingredients that I will never use for anything else. That's a problem. Because if I buy all the ingredients, oh sure, I'm only spending, you know, $6 for ingredients and I can make cookies. But then all that stuff goes bad. And I hate wasting food. That's one of my weird things. And so I'm thinking I'm just gonna buy some pre-made cookie dough. But the problem with pre-made cookie dough is, of course, you get all the crap you don't want to eat. what am I gonna do? I don't know. Just had that strange urge to make some cookies. Don't ask. Although, you know, with the holiday season coming up, there's a squirrel sitting on a branch in the sun. That looks pretty fun. He's getting some warm. With the holiday season coming up and everybody's so into baking, maybe I should make some cookies. Maybe I should start a cookie factory in my house. What kind of cookies should I make? Well, gingerbread. I'm something of a gingerbread person. I love gingerbread cookies. But they have to be good. And yeah, basically, gingerbread was ruined for me by the time I was, 10 years old. Only because I had some pretty incredible gingerbread. Now, my true love for gingerbread started when I was in second grade. When, for some reason, in my school, there was this, school-wide gingerbread man hunt. I vaguely remember this being during the holidays, maybe after Thanksgiving in the United States, which is like the gingerbread holiday, that and Christmas. So sometime in November, late November or early December, my elementary school, kindergarten through sixth grade, they had this gingerbread man hunt. you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man type thing, right? Okay. And it was basically kind of a treasure hunt, scavenger hunt thing where you're given a clue and that sends you somewhere to find another clue, and you find another clue and you're running all the hell all over the school. And eventually you find this giant gingerbread man. It's basically a gingerbread cake cut into the shape of, a children's crossing icon. just that sort of basic outline shape of, oh look, here's a person walking. And then of course there were other full gingerbread cakes. These are just very plain. That's just a cake, no frosting, no icing, no decoration or anything. But it was really good. I don't know who made a gingerbread, but it was the best damn gingerbread I'd had in my life up until that time. Probably because my only other gingerbread experience would be commercially available ginger snap cookies. So up until then, all I'd ever had was crispy gingerbread, which is very bland, not very gingery. It's just crap. Which makes me sad for the demise of Ginger Cat's Cookies for People at that one store. I sure wish they still made those, because those were so good. These were really spicy ginger snaps that were in the shape of cats. You'd buy them by the bucket. I'd buy two buckets and I'd have to go back 2 days later to buy more. Anyway. So in second grade, we ran all around the place, all around school, every class. And what was that? That's 10 or 12 classes, if you include the kindergartens. We went running all the hell around all over school, and eventually we found the gingerbread. We got to eat the gingerbread, and I thought it was awesome. This is the best cake I ever had. It's spicy, and it's not freaking chocolate. I still hate chocolate to this day. Now, that particular experience in my life wasn't the one that really cemented gingerbread into my head. Alright, we're turning back into the creek zone here. Maybe see some motts sitting on this ledge up here. So we're going to be kind of quiet. We're going to sneak on up y'all. Let's sneak on up on these marmots. See if we've got any chubs down here. Any boombaladdies. Anybody? Oh, we're gonna have to make some noise, I think, and sneak up here in the grass. Looking for the chubs. Where's my chub mutt? Okay, we got no chubs. No boombaladdies. Yeah. Wanted to see dudes today. Hey, but we found those puffballs. And those puffballs are so fresh, they're not even going to be puffing for another week. Crazy. Any boombaladdies down here? Where's my chubs? I'm looking for that 60-kilo marmot. You know, he's a chub. He'll float in a tub. He's the 60-kilo marmot. I don't know where that came from. Wow, 60-kilo marmot. Can you imagine that? Jeez. That would be huge. People would think it was a bear. People would say, oh, there's a bear. No, it's just 60-kilo marmot. Yeah, we got air quality day today. Particulates in the air. Plant junk. Alright, let's get up here to the horizontal forest and see if there's anything going on. So, the real deciding factor in my journey with gingerbread came when there was a big family road trip. Same old usual thing. The emeritus had to present a paper somewhere. Although, I mean, obviously he wasn't the emeritus at the time. And where was this? Washington, D.C.? Or the environs? So, you know, the American Chemical Society having their annual thing, and everybody has to go give their papers, and so boom, this becomes family vacation. Everybody get in the car. And we start driving east. And yeah, it's going to take a few days to get there. It's going to take a few days to get back. We're going to spend a few days there. We're going to make a whole thing of it. And it's going to be really goddamn educational. It's going to be so educational that we're going to be camping twice at Bull Run. Yes, the Civil War battleground. A tope. There was two battles of Bull Run. I was like, yeah, and we camped there twice too, on two separate occasions. So, yeah, hi, I'm a historical guy. But not only did we see all that, by the time we got a little bit further east, guess where we had to go? Guess where we had to go, and it just about blew my mind. We went to historical Williamsburg. Historic Williamsburg is a, well, you know, it's one of those tourist things. What's that? Is it really a tourist thing, or is it a historical thing? A historical permanent reenactment? Just look it up. I'm not going to explain colonial Williamsburg to you. But let me just say that it's 1774 there every year, all year round, or thereabouts. Yeah, late 18th century village. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody's using old tech. And they're making gingerbread cookies. There was a couple things that I loved about Williamsburg. You know, flintlock guns, matchlock guns, black powder weaponry, cannons. And then, of course, we go by the building or display of the women's work, or what the women did there. And I'm like, okay, spinning, weaving, yeah, I get it. Oh, we're baking cookies. And I've never really been a cookie guy. And you know how some kids are like, oh my God, cookies, yay! And I always just sort of thought, yeah, okay. Yeah, cookies are good. But what kind of cookie do they make at Williamsburg? At Colonial Williamsburg, using methods from, you know, 1782. They make gingerbread. They make these gingerbread cookies that were unlike any cookie I've ever eaten in my life before or since. And they were just sort of circular, kind of thick, maybe domed up to 2 centimeters in the center. They're just sort of smooth, uniced. I don't know what they were baking them in. Probably baking them in some kind of wood-fired oven using some oddball wood, which helped make it taste so freaking good. But regardless, I'm eating these cookies going, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. And so every once in a while, maybe once every other year, I start getting a craving for gingerbread. And, you know, I want those cookies from Williamsburg. Can I get those cookies from Williamsburg? No. It's 2,000 miles that way. That's a bunch of kilometers. So, yeah, spending my life sort of looking for an easy substitute for the ginger cookies that I can no longer get. And for a while there, I was able to find something that was not even similar, but at least they were nice and gingery and spicy. And of course, I'm talking about the Ginger Cats. Ginger Cats cookies for people. So good. I kind of want to drive to that store right now and buy like 4 or 6 tubs. But I know they don't have them. They don't have them anymore. And I lament the fact that I can no longer. So now I'm having gingerbread crepe. What, Tob? Why are you baking stupid cookies with pre-made cookie dough when you could be making, trying to recreate that recipe from Williamsburg, your own Tob style, absolutely killer, cannot be beaten ginger cookies. Soft ginger cookies. Sure, yeah, I could do that, couldn't I? I know where to get all the good ginger now. Huh. Well, anyway. I'm almost back to where we found those puffballs. It's kind of a strange day. I didn't manage to find any marmots. We found the puffballs, though. That's really strange. Was not expecting that. Not one bit. What's that sound? Is there a bicycle coming? No, that's just me almost tripping over a root. And that's my cue to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
End of the line. What's that? There's a marmot running right back there. Hi, Marty. Oh, he's going up a tree. I'll try to get a picture for you tomorrow. Hi, Mati. He's halfway up the damn tree. Fine,